What made you want to research this material so intensely? What was it that you felt so strongly about it that you felt that it was something that you had to do something about?
All right, Donnie, as I work with kids every day, I find sometimes a literal force field around them, a force field of the lyrics of the songs that they hear from AC/DC, from Black Sabbath, from Blue Oyster Cult, from the Rolling Stones. So many times we come to young people and tell them not to listen to rock music. Parents tell them not to listen to rock music. And what they need is proof. That's why I want to research this so intently. I want them to know that we know what we're talking about with this. You know, young people wake up in the morning with their alarm clock ringing out the sounds of the rock music. They go to school listening to it. They listen to it at school. They come home listening to it. They go home and do homework to it. And even they fall asleep at night listening to it, and the cycle starts all over again. It's hard to penetrate when they're listening to this, so I wanted to really approach them in a positive way with what I knew I was talking about.
Getting back on the mind and subconscious, how do you feel that the subconscious is actually being affected?
I believe the subconscious mind is being fought for. And I believe if we leave it open, Satan is going to jump on the chance to get it. And through my research, I have found that the subconscious mind is being successfully affected by the repetition of beat and lyric is being affected through a subliminal message.
All right, let's talk about the subliminal message. In a moment, I want you to elaborate a little bit on the repetition, the beat, and the lyric of the music.
All right, it is a well-known fact in the rock industry that it is the drummer's job to keep that repetitious, mesmerizing beat to continually come at you. In a song that you'll hear in a few minutes from AC/DC that we're going to play for the listening audience, the lyrics of Devil and Devil and Me are repeated repetitiously some 18 times. In the Beatles' John Lennon, in his song Love Is All You Need, he had that repeated in that song 50 times in 2.5 minutes. Even in advertisement, I've heard recently on the radio, McDonald's advertising for their food, they sing repetitiously, Quarter Pounder, French Fries, Thick Shake, Icy Coke, and they keep doing it over and over again. Now, certainly their message isn't as bad as what we're talking about in rock music, but the point I'm getting at is advertisers know the effectiveness that they are getting with repeating things. It sticks in your mind.